Put the wire over there.
Oh, wait a minute. This wire?
No.
The thing's loose.
Yeah, that's it. Here, just go ahead and switch that on there.
Is that?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. All right.
This is KCPR, San Luis Obispo, returning to the airwaves for another day of fun and merriment for the residents of San Luis Obispo. In case you're wondering, KCPR is licensed through the Office of the President of the California Polytechnic State University, and if you haven't noticed already, broadcasts on an assigned carrier frequency of 91.3 megahertz. Ooh. With the bombastic power of 10 watts, as authorized by the FCC in Washington, D.C. Some of the programs heard on KCPR are delayed by means of electrical transcription or tape recording so that they may be presented at a more convenient time. KCPR is affiliated with the Texaco Metropolitan Opera Network as well. So, without any further ado, let's get on with it. Well, friends, it's time once again to pull the plug. This is KCPR, San Luis Obispo. KCPR is licensed through the Office of the President of California Polytechnic State University, and if you haven't noticed, broadcasts on an assigned carrier frequency of 91.3 megahertz with a bombastic power of 10 watts, as authorized by the FCC in Washington, D.C. Some of the programs on KCPR are delayed by means of electrical transcription or tape recording, so that they may be presented at a more convenient time. KCPR is affiliated with the Texaco Metropolitan Opera Network and receives its recorded music free of charge from leading record companies and their authorized distributors. Should you leave your FM radio on, you will hear monotonous hissing sound until we sign on again. So, do whatever you like.
More music, KCPR FM. Evolving, changing, listen to the new 91 KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Wednesday, May 29th at 11 a.m., KCPR Public Radio goes 2,000 watts.
That means we're here to serve you better.
We want you for the following 5 days to tell us what you want to hear.
Until 12 midnight, June 2nd, KCPR plays all your requests from all over the Central California coast.
Start calling KCPR at 11 a.m., Wednesday, May 29th at 544-4640.
KCPR Public Radio, what you want to hear.
Hey, I'm Bruce Queen, and I play nose guard for the Cuyama Condors. I love KCPR. I love KCPR because it's going to be 2,000 watts next Wednesday, and I'll be able to get it on the field. The music makes me want to kill. The coach likes for me to want to kill. If I don't do what the coach likes me to do, then he doesn't let me have any Gatorade with my meat at dinner. Y'all better listen to 2,000 watt KCPR. You hear? Coach, did I do a good thing?
Thank you. Igor, my sightless but talking watchdog, come when I bid you.
Yes, master.
Has the 2,000-watt transmitter been prepared?
All is ready, master.
Is the power supply and supporting equipment operational?
Yes, master. We have whipped the squirrels into a frenzy. They are generating 5,000 watts in their cages.
Ah, very good, Igor. All is operational for KCPR's 2,000-watt sign-on.
Tell me again, master. When will we have the power?
May 29th at 11 a.m.
I took my woman by the hand, had parade on the FM band, rocking and rolling and grooving and strolling to the sounds on the FM band, sounds on the FM band. KCPR, KCPR, you're the one, best by far. KCPR, KCPR, you're the one, best by far. Sounds on the FM band, sounds on the FM band. KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Don't be alarmed. Remain calm. The red light on your stereo is not an indication of low oil pressure. It's us. Yes, KCPR, formerly in monotonous mono, now tickles your tuner with a 2,000-watt, 24-hour-a-day, star-spangled stereo signal. You may very well ask, what next? Will KCPR go video?
Oh, wow.
Will KCPR go quad?
Oh, wow.
Don't bet on it.
Oh, you idiot, you.
You're listening to KCPR.
Pardon me.
KCPR, San Luis Obispo. It's exactly...
Pardon me, most gracious and kind sir.
What is it?
My name is Abdul Cazudes, and I have transported my body to the United States.
What do you want, egg in your Bosco?
Oh, obviously, this is a display of famous American humor.
Good comeback. Spit out the gum and tell me what you want.
My name is Abdul Cazudes, and
I've transported your body to the United States, right?
Yes, this is factual and correct while being accurate at the same time.
Get on with it. You sound like you've got the mentality of a sawed-off chimpanzee.
Well, I have transported my body to the United States to attend the KCPR auction so that I might replenish my harem.
You mean, harem?
Yes, that's the way you pronounce it.
Look, pal, you got it all wrong. The KCPR auction this Sunday night's gonna be auctioning off stuff like theater tickets or dinner at San Luis Obispo's finest restaurants, stereo headphones, photo albums, or even an oil change for your car.
Perhaps some sneakers for my Camel Joy?
Who knows? We gotta raise $900 to repay an ASI loan for our stereo conversion.
Perhaps I could interest you in a few thousand gallons of oil?
No.
Well, how about a buttload of sand?
No, thank you, but you could interest me in getting as many of our listeners as possible to tune in Sunday night.
Okay, you American people like persons. Tune in Sunday night for the second half of the first ever KCPR auction. Tell them Abdul sent you. How'd I do, buddy?
Not too bad, pal.
Rockin' Ralphie, reminding you that the Fun 91
KCPR-FM
is soon to be 2,000 beautiful watts of sumptuous stereo. That's right, groovy guys and groovy gals. Now you can boogie and bump to those terrific top 10 tunes surrounded by sexy stereo sound. Tunes like...
And
100% unadulterated audio in glorious stereo. Well, we're going to get back into music on KCPR. I'm Rockin' Ralphie, rockin' and rollin', hoppin' and boppin', boogin' soon with a super-saturating stereo signal just for you.
Serving Central California from San Luis Obispo,
KCPR-FM.
The final song on Mono 91, Roundabout by Yes from the Fragile LP, and here to throw the switch today we have Mr. Larry LaFollette and Richard Burley. You want to take it away?
Thank you, Ron. We're here in the main control room of KCPR with our own heralded 80-hour marathon disc jockey, Larry LaFollette, the person who probably most deserves to throw the switch to turn us into stereo. Before we go, Larry, do you have any final comments about Mono 91?
Well, I thought it was a great experience to be in Mono at KCPR. It was something that something that everybody out there in that room out there should take a liking to. KCPR is a great place to be, and I'm glad that they can go stereo and we've gotten this far.
I think we owe a lot of thanks to the engineers who have worked diligently night and day for the last few nights getting this together, to Blair Helsing, our last year station manager, who isn't here right now but deserves a great debt of thanks, because he's a person probably who did the most work getting us to go stereo and helping to raise the money, in addition to Larry, of course, and his 80-hour marathon. Anyway, so without any further ado, Maestro, may I have a fanfare?
Stereo is filled with spectacular sound surprises. As I was saying, stereo is full of surprises. In an instant, stereo can magically transport you to the concert hall. To a bowling alley. Or to a jazz band ball. Here's a vocalist we all know.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there. was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair.
All of us are born with the miraculous ability to determine the direction from which sounds approach us. We're able to tell in an instant.
Okay, before we continue on with that record, we have Rick DeBrule out in the other room with some of our distinguished guests. Rick, you want to take it away?
I'm definitely here. We're sitting here in the studio, standing here actually, in the studio of KCPR, surrounded by dignitaries galore. First person, I guess, on my left side, is Bat Masterson, the program director of KCPR. Bat, what do you think?
Well, it finally happened.
11:09 and 50 seconds, KCPR went stereo.
11:09 and 57 seconds. You summed it up in the control room. I guess the only thing that can be said is thanks to the hardworking engineers who worked their little tails off, with the exception of a few, as far as little tails. You know, who worked very hard. A lot of thanks to the students for donating and being patient and everything else, but it's finally happened, and let's go quad.
First things first, I believe Mike Hurtado is standing over here in the corner, if I can make my way over to him. Mike, I think we owe you from last year and all the Associated Students Incorporated and all the members of SACA a great debt of thanks for enabling us to get the $7,000 grant that last year, a $950 loan, and just the support you've given us through the last year.
I think it's great. I think it's something that we worked for students, and I think this is one more step to getting a better radio station so that we can compete with the other stations in town. I've always thought that this is one of the best radio stations, and certainly a lot of student opinion indicates to that. It's too bad. I came running up here for the champagne, and I understand that they ran out or something.
No. We started with punch, and we finished with punch, Mike. Anyway, we really want to thank you a lot, and we'd like to know that we're up there with SAC, and SAC's behind us. Thanks a lot.
Go get them.
Okay. Well, still standing here in the room, Mr. Dale Andrews from the administration, representing Dr. Kennedy today. Where is Dr. Kennedy today?
Well, I'll tell you, he's out of town.
Couldn't quite make it in.
And had he been here on campus, I'm sure he would have been down here for this very significant event. And I can see a lot of happy faces around here, and I'm sure that there are a lot of happy ears, and there will be happier ears as a result of the new stereo equipment and so forth.
A lot of the students, faculty, and administration really pleased in this. One thing I would like to mention, Dr. Kennedy made it in last year and gave his donation towards the final hours of the marathon to help us on, and unfortunately he couldn't be with us because I believe he's down south someplace at doing one thing or another, but despite that, we're all here anyway. As we said before, we're surrounded by people here in the control room, or almost surrounded. Most of them are gathering out in the halls. We've got cake and punch and everything else. Anyone who would like to come down to KCPR today, you're more than welcome to, and at least get some view of what the KCPR control room looks like. If I can find our trusty advisor around here someplace. I believe he's wandered out in the hall. But it doesn't look like he's going to be around, so I guess that's about all. Unless anyone in here have any great comments concerning stereo?
Yeah!
Ron, I suppose now we're supposed to go video.
Sure, Rick.
Okay, so I'd like to sincerely thank all the students that helped to contribute money to this. To make it possible, we raised $11,270 last year between the marathon, Larry La Follette's marathon, I might add, between a $7,000 grant from the Associated Students and a $1,000 grant from the city, which I should mention. We really want to thank both the city, the students. We want to thank all the people that contributed both money and just in spiritual help, the praying that it took to get us across. So without any further ado, back to Stereo 91.
Sunday by request.
He's over there, answering the telephone.
What's he doing?
Taking requests.
No, he isn't. Looks like yoga.
I think he's confused. Look at his eyes.
Why is he playing that music?
Because he's a KCPR DJ doing Sunday by request. Maybe we'd better leave him.
Hey, listen, over there, on those speakers.
Where?
Ah, he can do it. What he said he would do.
He's playing your request. Every Sunday, 6 to midnight.
Sunday by request. A weekly rock show brought to you by KCPR.
What's the matter? Feeling lower than a snake's belly in a wagon wheel rut? The Sears catalog almost run out and the new edition ain't there yet? Is that all's troubling you? Well, treat yourself to the finest in country music this Thursday evening at 6:30. The Lone Star of country music in San Luis Obispo, the Lone Star program with David Wayne, right here on KCPR. That's 91.3 FM.
We're here on the campus of Cal Poly asking students, have you ever heard of the captain?
The captain who?
No.
The captain? No, I haven't. Captain Buffoon?
Yeah, the buffoon. Yeah, I've heard of him. Captain who?
Cook. Any other captains?
Captain Cook.
Captain Anthony.
Captain Crunch. Yeah, Captain.
The captain? Which captain's that?
I don't remember names.
Well, then, have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
I just remember hearing him on television or something. I don't remember who he is.
He's the guy that plays running back for the Rams, doesn't he?
He's on my mind a lot. I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, he's on Case Law, I think.
What is this for, anyway?
Then could you tell me, who is Marvelous Marv Miller?
I've heard of Steve Miller. I'm not sure which Marv Miller you're talking about.
Marv Miller.
I know, he's a disc jock for K-Sly.
Yeah, he should be in an insane asylum,
who
locked up.
He's a disc jockey.
Now, Marv Miller is really Steve Allen in a different name, right?
If you're just as confused as they are, then tune in to 91.3 on your FM dial any morning from 9 to noon. That's Cal Poly Radio, KCPR.
Oh, those guys are on KCPR.
Well, we raised $11,000 for KCPR's conversion to stereo, and we only had to borrow $900 from ASI to do the job. Pretty good, eh, Bugs?
That's sitting pretty, Rocco, but when are they going to want the throwback?
ASI, come over for the dough. Fork it over or we're going to fill you full of lead. I think they want it now. Check the icebox, Bugs. See how much dough we got.
Empty, Coach. What are you going to do?
You sure we're broke?
Pause, Rocco. We're flat broke.
Oh, got to think of something. Let's knock off a bank. That's
No.
Gotta do this on the level.
No.
Just a minute. Think, Bugs, think.
You want to use your heater on him, Rocco?
No. Gotta think something better. I got it. An auction. Here, take care of the details while I stall for time.
All right, you smugs. The KCPR auction, beginning Sunday, November 14th, and continuing nightly at 6 p.m. If you remember our first auction, we were giving away dinners for two, plus movie tickets for only 5 clams. And there'll be more of that if you want to take your sweetheart out for a night on the town. Don't forget, with your radio station, help us get away from the heat. Tune in to the second KCPR auction, beginning Sunday the 14th. Oh, we're going to need a new door here.
Now we take another trip back in time in the KCPR History Time Machine. Today we visit the chief of the Navajihi tribe, Chief Running Chicken. How do you do, Chief?
Oh.
No, I mean, how do you do?
Oh, just dandy, buddy.
Is that a tribal dance of some sort?
Oh, the snake dragged belly in wet.
Have you ever seen a KCPR disco dance, Chief?
Oh, I fight many moons with all tribes. but never with Disco Dance Chief.
No, no, you've got me all wrong. A KCPR disco dance is a dance put on by the KCPR boosters. We supply the tunes for the entire evening.
I don't understand. White men speak with forked tongue, braves!
Let me explain, Chief.
How you explain?
Well, let me show you.
You make it good, Paleface, or you're going to help with bow and arrow practice as honorary catcher for tribe.
Let me see that tom-tom, if I could.
Say please.
Please? Well, you see, disco dance is a kind of war dance. It goes like this.
Oh, that's not a very good war dance.
Well, you get the idea, Chief. And if any of you get the idea, call KCPR at 544-4640 and arrange a disco dance of your very own. It's brought to you by the KCPR Boosters.
I still not think that'd be very good war dance. Braves, get him!
Maybe not, Chief, but now I'm gonna make like honorary disco duck who flies swift and sure away from tomahawk blade.